courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a footkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wicked. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God.
Oh Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your
glory is. But the Lord is in his holy temple, that all the earth be silent before him.
Your sight, O Lord.
Thank you.
providing the implements and elements of the Holy Communion and Holy Baptism. That comes from the doctrine and discipline of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. And we have added right there the title of one of our books is Ordinary Women Engaged in Extraordinary Work. Hallelujah. Thank God for the student ministry. Amen. Also on that same page, you see the summer lunch program is here this week. It does end on Friday. So just spread the word that this is the last few days. And for the children, hopefully we will fill the fellowship hall. They'll come in and get lunch this week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Also this week is our summer enrichment program, grades K-2 here at the church. Under the leadership of Sister Evadne Moment, we ask that you pray for that ministry as well and help out where you can. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We also, this week, at July 20th, Saturday, we'll have the Marshall Bishop celebration here. You'll hear more about that, as well as our summer revival coming up the 29th through the 31st. On prayer concerns, please keep your bulletin handy and pray for those on the list and others. And we want to ask you to, pages four and five, there are flyers that will keep you informed of what's going on. Next Sunday, the YPD annual day, and our own brother Cameron C. Wright, grandson of Bishop C. Wright, will be our speaker. You can get more information from Sister Nikki Hill. So please just take your bulletins and transfer all these dates to your personal calendar. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We want to go back now to page six for our birthdays for the week. We want to say happy birthday again to Taiwan Bonner. We got it in print this week. July 17th, Nicole Nickel. Amen. Amen. July 19th, 2013, Shania Williams. I believe that makes her 11. Amen. July 19th, Brother Bobby Moment. Love in the balcony. Amen. 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 July 19th, Supervisor C. Wright. Amen. And July 20th, Ms. Brittany Bradley. Brittany. Happy birthday, Brittany. That's the pastor, Mrs. White, baby girl. Amen. And July 20th, on the prayer list, Kizzy Gray, she's celebrating her birthday. Let's keep her in your prayers. Are there any other birthdays that I missed? Or this is
right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Barbara, Sister Ruby, and therefore we come for trembling grace. These special angels are putting on good of their meals. Little make it back home safe and sound. We thank you, God, for the family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When you come to John Chapel, we're going to love you, no matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like. Amen. Brother Matt, you're going to be loved here in this place. Yeah. The church is about the mission of love. Not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. To my guests, you are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all, look at my guests.
Yeah. people today without. We were able to bless 50 people to come into a system while they're in a shelter.
What a mighty God we serve.
And 99.9% of it is through your giving,
through our tithes and all.
So let us give.
Thank you. Morning.
need you to serve. You should have a service heart, willing and ready to serve. As Stu says, that's one of the push from your pastor. We're always looking for willing vessels. We have a desire to serve God. And because we serve God, we serve each other. Don't you know that's a blessing in the text? Because God is showing us that when you have a mind to serve, you don't, amen, wait for people to call out your name. You don't wait for folks to recognize you. You don't wait for people to give you accolades and pat you on the back. You just thank God for using you one more time. God could have bypassed you, but because God saw your faithfulness and because God is able to register your heart, he's using you one more time. And that's my desire this morning, that the Lord will use William White one more time. Is there anybody in you this morning who can testify that whenever you're looking for an opportunity to serve, God will put a need in your pathway? I know I'm not the only one. That's why this week that need was in your pathway, because God knew you had a servant heart. And if you stood to be able to help somebody else along the way, what happened to the golden rule? You remember the golden rule? We don't even preach about the golden rule. We don't even sing about the golden rule. The golden rule is, do unto others if you have others to do unto you. That rule is gone. But I thank God this morning that the Lord, he's resurrecting that rule, because the truth of the matter, somebody helped you along the way. You did not pull up by your bootstraps. You didn't have no straps in your boots to pull up on. You didn't even have boots. But because mama prayed for you, dad prayed for you, your auntie prayed for you, the pastor prayed for you, somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, took a little time and prayed for you.
I wanted, but God is not.
You pray for each other. You call one another. You have better unions now. Even in your marriage, you were about to leave him. He was about to leave you. But y'all shook that thing up. And now look at you. 30 years don't bypass. 20 years don't bypass. Is there anybody in here? You about to leave the church. But because God is in your heart, mind, and soul, you shook it up.
Yeah. You can't give God the glory! You can't give God the glory!
You don't see my sin.
Lord have mercy.
That's why you can have a healthy church in the text. That's why the church can display the glory and the honor of God. That's why the church can be a modern day heaven. When I'm able to look at you through the eyes of love and not through the eyes of flesh. And you look at me through the eyes of love and not through the eyes of flesh. The church is able to demonstrate the power and the effectiveness of God. So I thank God for the text this morning. Because even Peter is saying to the believers as well as to you and I, because all of us, we have experienced the grace of God, we ought to show God's grace. God's grace supersedes how people treat you. You don't treat folk the same way they treat you. You treat them better. You got to be the bigger person because of your relationship and your connection with God. Early in the morning, we also have morning devotion. We call it morning devotion. And the tag, my thesis statement, when morning devotion is, don't wrestle with the peas. Lord have mercy. A pig loves dirt. A pig loves mess. A pig loves garbage. In other words, don't wrestle with a pig because you are a child of God. You are part of God's royal priesthood. God has called you to be above and not beneath. God has called you to be the lender and not the borrower. God has called you as his child, and because we are children of the living God, we don't wrestle with pigs. We don't gossip. We don't cause division. We don't participate. We don't do things that are contrary to the teaching of God. We don't engage in darkness. That's a sign of a pig. And that's what Peter tried to keep the Christians from doing. When you serve, you got to serve so that people can see the light of God shining in your heart, mind, and soul. We got to be like that motel. I think it motel seats that said, leave the light on. Y'all about to miss a shot cue. You got to because the life of God is in your heart, mind, and soul. On your child, you got to leave the light on. At home, you got to leave the light on. In the community, you got to leave the light on. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that you are so thankful that somebody left the light on for you? Come on, don't play with me. Don't tease with me. If they didn't leave the light on, you'll still be walking in darkness. You'll still be walking in sin, but because they left the light on, you came to God just as you are and ask God to fix you from top to bottom. Oh, church of the living God, I'm so glad this morning that whenever you participate in ministry, God will supply your every need. God will give you what you stand in need of. Well, now that brings me to the close of the text. TV, you see the word somebody else. Somebody else. You see the word somebody else on your big screen TV. Lord have mercy. Somebody else. You see the words somebody else on your big screen TV. We have to understand somebody else. That's a unique word. Those are unique words on your big screen TV. What we have to understand in ministry for 30 years, never met this guy, somebody else. But in the church, as you pastor, and you and God has called us to do, quite often we hear this young fellow, this clever fellow, somebody else named him, talk about in the church. For 37 years, I never met him, but I hear him quite often. His name is somebody else. You can step on and say, whenever you try to engage people in ministry for 30 plus years, this clever fellow, he's so smart and so intelligent. You know what his name is? Somebody else.
mean you want to get it. But why in the world are we looking for somebody else when the Lord has been good to us? Ooh, y'all, this should shock you. We need to stop looking for somebody else and say, God, here I am. Use me. You want to say it like granddad. Come on, God. Get in my mind. Come on, God. Get in my heart. Come on, God. Get in my spirit.
Let's go.
renew my relationship with you, God. I'm dealing with ministry. I'm dealing with mercy. I take your mercy for granted. You spared me, God, and the truth of the matter, I haven't really given you thanks. And God, I want to come this morning and say, I'm so sorry. I did not appreciate your mercy, but you brought me out of the whole time that they went through. free. Now may the grace of God receive you, Holy Spirit, rest through the Bible, the sign of the hymn forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray that our Lord sing.
If you all want to eat, let's go to a